Prayer goes first and foremost in anything related to spiritual development. Whether it's reading the Bible, meditating, fasting, worship, these are all great things that will provide a channel for spiritual growth, but there is a thread that unites them all. They're all done in prayer. Reading the Bible without praying is simply studying a book. Meditating without speaking with the one true God is done by thousands of people around the world every day, and it's called yoga. Fasting without prayer is a dangerous health exercise. Worship without prayer is disconnected from its source. Through prayer, all of the spiritual disciplines become effective conduits to come in touch with the God that you long to know. Prayer itself is its own discipline. The fruit of prayer is a life connected to God. Prayer changes things, as the power of God is called to take action in any given situation. Prayer aligns our hearts with God's will and allows for the Holy Spirit to speak and guide us. Prayer is the engine for all ministry. Prayer is yielding just as much as it is yearning. In its all-encompassing nature, we can simply sum it up that prayer is just talking to Jesus. That is what God wants from us. He wants us to approach Him, to talk to Him as though we know Him as a friend, because we do. There are different types of prayers for different moments. While the daily conversational prayers need to eventually be a part of our lives, there are also times for what's called intercessory prayer. This is when we call upon the authority of Christ to change a situation or a problem. In that moment, we are praying in the faith of God's ultimate victory and that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These prayers, we do not need to sheepishly pray and ask for God to move like shy, timid little children. We know the ultimate will of God. It was proven by the way Jesus lived His life. And it was proven again when we were given the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. It was proof that the mission that Christ began was not yet over. We see God's will in the creation account when He declared, "It is good." And we see it again when He promises in Revelation that there will be a new heaven and a new earth with no pain or suffering, where we once again live and walk with God in physical communion, and everyone is finally complete. So be bolstered in your prayers and know that our job as intercessors is to call upon the will of God to change the reality of our world today, now. I recommend that anyone who wants to go deeper in this read Rhys Howell's Intercessor. He was a coal mine from Wales whose intercessory prayers literally changed the course of World War II. In this biography, we learn that there are three things that make intercessory prayer different than regular prayer: identification, agony, and authority. Hearing that, it's obvious that Jesus is the perfect picture of an intercessor who, on behalf of you and me, identified with us, bore our agony, and has all authority to make a difference. Now, the Holy Spirit is another intercessor. From Romans 8:28, it says that He intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And once again, from the Rhys Howell's biography, intercession so identifies the intercessor with the sufferer that it gives the intercessor a prevailing place with God. Are you nervous yet? It's good to get out of your comfort zone. That's how your comfort zone grows. But let's look back at regular prayer. We can't forget that these prayers are still powerful and life-changing, but they're more life-changing for us. To really dig deep and learn the power of these simple prayers, we are going to do something that should stretch us, and I know it will be very life-changing. From now until the end of the program, you will pray daily for 15 to 30 minutes. If you're doing this program in a group, right now you're going to go through some discussion time. But before that, everyone should sit in the simplicity and the power of prayer. Play the song linked in the episode description and prayerfully listen to how it might encourage you in your prayer life. We're over halfway through the program, and I hope that you've already begun a closer walk with Him.